Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I mean, we all have the capacity to behave in these ways, but to me, it seems like they all go back to when we shift our weight onto our friendship, where we're expecting our friendship to be something that God says, no, I'm the only one who intended to be that for you. So we've covered the rival, the bloodsucker, the copycat, and the final two are the controller and the caretaker. And again, looking to the friendship to meet a need that maybe isn't ours to get from them. So what's the controller look like?
You know, the controller, it's sometimes someone who wants to make all of the decisions in the relationship. You know, where are we going for lunch?
Okay.
Yes, you know, simple as that. To, you know, that it's a fear of losing the relationship. And I see this probably equally as often, that we're afraid that we're going to lose the relationship. So we begin to micromanage it and try to control everything about it. And, you know, really it's repelling in a relationship, because when somebody feels like you're trying to control them, control who they're interacting with, or control, you know, what they're doing, it just has a sense, and it makes you just really begin to sense that something is not right in this relationship. Something is wrong. And it just doesn't, you know, most people don't like to be controlled.
And I would bet the most common response to the controller is the person just fades away, and this person is left wondering, going, why can I never be successful in friendships, you know?
Yep, completely.
Wow.
Completely. It's destructive.
And so how do you talk to the person who's listening going, okay, is that me? What are some identifying factors other than controlling the circumstances and trying to micromanage how the friendship goes? Anything else that would identify if they're approaching this from a controlling fashion?
You know, sometimes it seems that a woman, you know, if you start feeling you're wanting to control, but when it's not working, then you start distancing yourself and almost punishing that person and avoiding the interaction, you know. Just be aware, you know, check in, you know, what's going on with me? I wonder why I'm doing this. You know, why is it that I want to connect with this person so desperately, you know, at the cost of other relationships, you know, trying to keep her from, you know, interacting with so-and-so or connecting with so-and-so, or, you know, it's just good to step back and go, what's going on for me? You know, it might be that you're in a season where you've had loss, or maybe you just went, you know, you went through a relationship shift and you lost a dear basket number one friend through betrayal. And so you're feeling unsafe and out of control. So you step into this new relationship and you want to try to control it. I mean, it makes sense. And instead of judging it and, you know, keeping your heart shut down, you know, really just seek to understand that.
Yeah.
Go to a mentor, a godly woman, a counselor, and just talk about what's going on for you. And, you know, really work at putting a name to it. You know, I'm feeling out of control right now, because really what that's going to do is it's going to help you to really de-escalate that emotion and get clear on what it is. Spend time talking to the Lord about it. You know, so often we want to act like we don't have these icky feelings, you know, especially as Christian women, you know, we don't have these behaviors, these dysfunctional behaviors, these unhealthy behaviors, but we're human and we do. And there's times we turn toward them when we're not turning toward the Lord to meet whatever hole has been left.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.